Hey, good evening. Take that off. Make sure that sound is not there. How's everybody doing? Horizontal landscape. How's that, everybody? I always get complaints about portraits, so we'll try going horizontal today. And you get the sunset behind me. So, podcasting 2.0 and advertising is censorship. So I've been watching, I watch a lot of videos by Viva Fry. And if you don't, you should look him up on Locals and on Rumble and anywhere that's not YouTube. But of course, I did find him via YouTube. And he's having problems today and every day now because he's being demonetized on YouTube. And he's going through the sort of motions of thinking whether he has a legal claim against them. And the reality is he doesn't. He probably does not. And the reason is because fundamentally, and this is something that Adam Curry has pointed out on the latest episode of Podcast 2.0, advertising itself is censorship. Advertising leads to censorship. If your business model or your content creation model is based around an advertiser, you will be censored because the advertiser will exert some control eventually over your content. And that's what's going on with the whole web 2.0 standard. In fact, I think, Adam, perhaps you need to shift podcasting 2.0 and just call it podcasting 3.0 already. And I'll tell you why. Because web 3.0 is going to be decentralized. And it's going to be based around internet money, of which Bitcoin is the most famous example, but not by far and away, by not the only. And Web 3.0 is going to be where, instead of using centralized systems such as Facebook, Google, Spotify, any of these centralizing systems, we're going to go back towards the internet we had before, which was individuals with blogs publishing according to their own schedules, and just doing it for the love of it. But we need to layer onto that some way of rewarding people, or at least being paid value for value. And where this is going, I'm going to sort of bring in something I wrote in a blog post this week, which was about Adam Curry's podcasting 2.0 and what he's put in there, something called the value tag. So what he's developed, along with the people who are contributing to this open source project of moving podcasting forward, because it's kind of languished for more than 10 years, is he's developed a way in which you can stream money back to the content creator. So you listen to their content as a podcast, and at the same time as you're listening, you're sending small micro payments, in this case, in the first implementation of Bitcoin through something called the Lightning Network. The details are sort of for techies, but I can actually see how this would work with the social network built on the blockchain that I like, which is called Hive. Hive could do this brilliantly. Hive has all of the characteristic necessary. So what we're going to need to build is a podcast player that is also a wallet, something you can deposit $10 or $20 a month in from your PayPal or from your credit card. You deposit it into a wallet that sits on your phone. And as you listen to podcasts, those whose owners have registered what's called a value block, so that the system records where they want their value to be sent, you just stream money back to them in an exchange of value. I get value from listening to Viva Fry's work or to Adam Curry's work. I want to send them some value back. I don't want to pay 30% to Apple or to Patreon or to PayPal or to any of these middlemen or to Facebook. I want to send the money that I want to send direct to the content creators. And it is going to be some form of cryptocurrency or combinations of cryptocurrencies that are going to enable this to work by cutting out these banks and middlemen and the large tech companies. That's a very, very important next step of how we break the monopoly of the big tech companies. So if you want to understand the sort of finer details of how the Sphinx app, which is the only one that's doing this at the moment, works, I'll refer you to the blog post and I'll link it in this after this video. But get yourselves of the mindset that if you want good content on the internet and you value it, you should be contributing towards its creation directly. And get yourselves away from the idea that advertising makes stuff free. It doesn't. It locks us all into a horrific world of censorship and self-censorship. Because even when the tech companies are not blocking content they don't like on ideological grounds, even if we put aside the idea that they are, let's say, restricting more conservative content than they are restricting left-wing content, all of them, all of the time, are now enthralled to what the advertisers want. So most of what's going on YouTube right now, with YouTube saying that they're going to have the right to monetize anything and YouTube choosing to demonetize almost anything controversial, this is not so much a left-right issue or a conservative-liberal issue. This is an issue of the terror that has been put into brand advertisers of being singled out. They just don't want the hassle. They don't want to be picked on by sleeping giants or any of these other systems that go after advertisers. And in the end, if you think that the kind of content you want can be supported by advertising, you're going to wind up with more Fox News, more CNN, that kind of stuff. Independent media, the future, is where an audience directly supports the creators that they want to see more from. And the systems are not there at present because, you know, with Patreon, you can always be deplatformed. Even PayPal and Stripe, they'll deplatform people that they have been told not to like. But once we start building in monetization direct from a simple app on your phone, direct to the content creator, where they receive 99% of the value that is sent, that is going to be immensely powerful. And the banks are going to hate it, and Stripe is going to hate it, and Facebook and Google and Apple are all going to hate it. But that's what we need. Anyway, I'm Brian of London. You can find my stuff on brianoflondon.me. This podcast will go out as a video on ThreeSpeak, but it will also go out on my podcast. And if you go to the podcast index and search for Brian of London, you'll find some podcasts by me. And this one, there's an experimental feed. And in the experimental feed will be my value tag. And if you know what you're doing, you'll be able to send value straight back to me. It's all very experimental at the moment. But if nobody tries this stuff, it never gets built. So hats off to Adam Curry for building it. And together we will move past the world of advertising supported. And I'm really looking forward to that. So Brian of London, brianoflondon.me is my website. And I will put a link to the experimental podcast version as well. Okay, see you all soon.